This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I don't think we've ever had a more requested guest on the show than Mayor Quint Lucas is right now on the text line. Everybody wants him to come on the show. I have communicated that to the mayor and his people, and I'm doing my absolute best to get him on the show. Someone just texted in and said, please keep the Missouri calls coming from the fans crying and protesting that they won't go to the stadium. I'm just here. Nathan puts the people on hold. I take the call. We got Jeff on hold right now. I'll take his call. Jeff, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing, C-Dot? I do want to let you know you're the only radio host in the Midwest I'd be on hold for 40 minutes for. First things first, I want to talk about your point about the dome. They're going to build a dome. There's, like, no question about it. Like, Clark Hunt wants a dome. I think they're going to have a dome. My second thing would be Hartzell. Good luck if you got a debate for your upcoming race, man, because I don't know how anybody doesn't just throw this at your face the entire time. Thirdly, Hollywood Casino, please do not raise your table limits. We don't need that. I love you cheap baccarat tables. I'd love to play some cheap
All right, Jeff, I apologize. Jeff, I feel so. Jeff, call back in a little bit. I'm sorry. We got the press conference going. Hit it, Nathan.
And the Kansas City Royals. While the teams are tenants of Jackson County, Kansas City government has worked hard, along with the state of Missouri and our new county administrative team, to put before the Chiefs a compelling offer of more than $1.5 billion in public support for the Chiefs to remain at their legendary home at Arrowhead Stadium. One city or one county cannot outmatch competing offers from a state in modern professional sports, and our collaboration with our Missouri partners has been essential. Although our conversations with the team extended to as recently as late last week, we understand that our very fair and very responsible financial offer of taxpayer support was surpassed thus far by an even more robust public financing package in Kansas. We are professionals and understand the Chiefs have a business to run, and today that the Chiefs made a business decision. We wish them well as they pursue their legislative and administrative steps ahead in Kansas, but remain committed to ensuring Arrowhead Stadium, Missouri, Jackson County, and Kansas City remain an option should the deal not conclude. In the event a new Kansas-based facility is built, we will wish them great success in their new suburban home. While I had my serious differences on this issue with former Jackson County Executive Frank White, and wish the processes and obstacles in 2023 and early 2024 could have proceeded differently, I, along with the governor, the county executive, City administrative staff and other officials have worked collaboratively and nonstop over the past year to provide a fair and robust offer for the teams, exceeding almost all prior pledges of public support in National Football League markets. Our unified, hardworking, and exceptional team will continue our strong efforts as we work to retain the Kansas City Royals in a transformational downtown facility. Great cities hold great venues, which provide not only revenue benefits, but also employ thousands, expose residents and visitors alike to new areas and businesses, and provide brand and cultural benefit to key parts of our community. While the Chiefs aren't going far away and aren't gone, day is a setback as a Kansas Cityan, as a former Chiefs season ticket holder, and as a lifelong Chiefs fan. Today is a loss for the communities of East Kansas City, Independence, Raytown, and some of our favorite places en route to the stadiums, like LC's Barbecue. Today is a loss for the Arrowhead tradition that so many of us in the Chiefs Kingdom hold dear. At the new location, folks will make new memories. But for those of us who remember the painful days, like 3 missed field goals as a playoff 1 seed, and the joyous ones, like hoisting the Lamar Hunt Trophy for that first time at Arrowhead Stadium in 2020. Years growing up and growing old in the Arrowhead parking lot and the outdoor stands that in the elements were one of the few places in our community where we came together, breaking through divides of age, hometowns, race, income, and politics. This will be a tough adjustment. I wanted my 2 young sons and your children and your grandchildren to get to experience that same Arrowhead experience. Years ago as a kid, my family was homeless for a while, and we lived in a motel not too far from the stadium. I knew we struggled, but I believed nothing was cooler than living within a stone's throw of what I thought then and think today is the greatest stadium in football. Like a lot of parents in Chiefs Kingdom, my single mother scraped some money together to get me to Arrowhead Stadium for my first game. 300-level upper deck for a 30-7 preseason loss against the Buffalo Bills in 1993. I've been hooked ever since. Business decisions are a reality, and we all understand that. But Arrowhead Stadium is more. It's family, it's tradition, and it's a part of Kansas City that we will never leave. Are there any questions for any of you? Yes, ma'am.
Clark Hunt spoke to media over in Topeka. He mentioned that it felt like Kansas had a more united front, and it felt like he was speaking to Kansas City, Jackson County, and the state of Missouri separately. Can you comment on this and how that might change or affect conversations with the Royals going forward?
You know, what I will say in regards to the Kansas City Royals is this, that I had a conversation with Governor Kehoe, with County Executive Lavoda, and everyone is working together and locked in to make sure that we can do good work to keep that team, not just in Kansas City, but to build a transformational downtown facility. I have no concern of the differences. I think many of you covered the past discussions and conversations as they existed with the prior county executive. There were differences of opinion in terms of the desire to retain these teams, the desire for different tax initiatives, funds, etc. I do think long-term that's something that we need to look to from this story. Kansas worked together across political aisles, across different levels of government. I think that was clear and important for them. And I commend Governor Kelly, whom I consider a friend, on making sure they organized that effort. I think going forward, Missouri, regardless of the politics, needs to make sure they're doing the same. But I will say this on behalf of Kansas City. I said in my remarks that we are not the landlord for the teams, either one right now. But throughout this process, dating back to 23, certainly through 2024, and immediately after the election, we have visited with these teams nonstop. We have made sure they know that we will work all that we can do to make sure they stay. It's just unfortunate that myself and the city council can't create star bonds. Next question.
The Chiefs, even prior to the April 2024 vote, specifically Mark Donovan said that the area surrounding Arrowhead was not worthy of development. What role do you believe the area there played in the fight that you had? And do you believe now that they are building a stadium district that that was always their intention of something that they would want?
You know, I have a few comments on that. First of all, I think the world of Mark Donovan, I think he's a good executive, and you've seen the Chiefs' success relate to that. All that being said, those are good people, good, hardworking, Kansas Cityans, Americans, and frankly, good, hardworking Chiefs fans, who, as I noted before, are proud to be close to that stadium. You know, when I was a homeless kid in a motel, I didn't have a lot to be proud of. I was proud of being close to Arrowhead. And so what city government, county government, and everyone involved needs to make sure they do is work to make sure that we continue to invest in that area. We cannot forget about East Kansas City. Frankly, what I think makes Arrowhead now somewhat special is that it is a melting pot of everyone. And frankly, the area around it is too. And so, no, it is not surrounded by fancy hotels. It is not surrounded by things you can spend $1,000 or $2,000 at. But you ask yourself at a certain point in life, does everything have to be? Can there be a place where we actually all come together? And I think that's what Arrowhead Stadium certainly was, and I hope that's what we see in the future. Yes, sir.
Do you feel like Frank White, this is his lasting legacy, is moving the Chiefs to Kansas?
I think Frank White's going to have a legacy of a great baseball player in Kansas City, and I think it'll come back to that. I think there will be a lot of discussions and probably after actions about what happened with these teams. Why did they go on the ballot together? Why did all the separate things happen along the way? And I certainly wish we could replay a lot of those steps. That being said, we're looking forward now. Forward for us is making sure that we continue to have good but responsible conversations with the Kansas City Royals. Because the other thing that I didn't hear, and I watched the press conference in Kansas, and I watched further discussions after that, a redirection of taxpayer funds are still redirections of taxpayer funds. We need to make sure that while we are responsible, we also are competitive. And I think what Kansas City finds itself in right now is making sure that it stays competitive, whether it's with neighbors across the street or around the world. It's disappointing sometimes that you have to fight those border war battles. And, you know, listening to this, everybody was saying there's all this new, these changes. The Chiefs have been here in the Kansas City area. They've been part of the Kansas City area. I think that, frankly, we are talking about continuing traditions, perhaps, but we need to find a way long-term in Kansas City to grow the pie, to make sure that we're actually building something new and dynamic for our metro, not jumping back and forth, which I think this will help accelerate. Yes?
Do you think the Jackson County, Kansas City, Missouri deal relying on voter approval kind of scared the Chiefs over to Kansas where they don't necessarily need that voter approval?
You know, I think there is an odd part of all of this, and I say this as the guy who has said that I believe that we will be able to come up with good terms for the Kansas City Royals that don't require a public vote. That being said, public engagement is a good thing. You know, I have heard lots of discussions over recent weeks about, you know, it's good that they don't have to go to the voters or they don't have to do that. You should actually still want to engage. And I hope that what we don't get out of this experience is to hell with the people. I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus, and we can go back to that election and look at all the different questions people have of me as well and say that, you know what, I'm not going to judge the people of Jackson County. We said it, we wanted more information on a multi-billion dollar deal. I'm not going to be unfair to them with that. I think that's what the people of our region deserve. That's what the people of Kansas deserve. That's if we get the Royals deal done, the people of Kansas City, Missouri deserve, and we'll make sure we do all of that. Yes. Go ahead.
All right. The after action review in place right now by Mayor Quentin Lucas. Obviously disappointed that the city of Kansas City, Missouri, and the state of Missouri will lose the Kansas City Chiefs to the state of Kansas. And this move is absolutely going to have a big economic loss in Missouri.
All right, Nathan. Nathan's telling me I got to start talking now. That was Mayor Quentin Lucas. I am working to get him on the show to ask him more of those kinds of questions. Why don't we do this? I took some notes while Mayor Q was talking. I will share with you those notes. If you want to call into the show, call up. I saw Jeff called. Jeff, I promise you I will take your call right after the commercial break. I owe you that. I apologize. We had to get you off the phone so quick. That's my bad. I mean that from a very true and genuine place. If you're on hold, stay there. 913-586-7965. We'll take more of your calls. And I will react to what you just heard from the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quinn Lucas. That's coming up. Keep it locked in on 96.5 The Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, it's Trey Smith from the Kansas City Chiefs. Welcome back to the Drive with C-Dot on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
All right, let me update you on something. Bob Fesco is finishing up a one-on-one interview with Clark Hunt. We will play that coming up in about 20 minutes. In about 20 minutes, I will play for you guys Bob Fesco, Clark Hunt, exclusive one-on-one. Normally, this is where I would start talking, but I really do feel bad for earlier, so I got to go back to Jeff and Payol. This is the guy from earlier, right, Nate? All right. Jeff, I apologize for earlier. It's the Christmas season. I can't do you like that.
It's cool.
I apologize. You know, I was wrong.
You're not the only host I'd be on hold for 45 minutes for. You're also the only host who could hang up on me and I'd call back just because you're such a nice guy.
Go ahead, my man.
Thing. Let me go down my checklist real quick. Dome stadiums happen. Hartzell deep fried himself. Hollywood Casino needs to keep their prices. Where am I at? Oh, yeah, this is to all the Missourians who was calling earlier. And I just need to say, y'all sound like a bunch of generational losers, my man. What are we doing out here? I'm not going to ever spend any money in Kansas. Sounds like you didn't want to spend any money in Missouri, and that's why your girls sitting in my passenger seat were going across the state line. You victims. I'll hang up and listen.
Jeff, I appreciate you, man. I really do appreciate you. Thanks for calling back, man. Happy holidays. You want to take Bob here?
We do have Bob, and he's by himself. The interview's been recorded. This is just Bob.
At this point, I just threw my notes away. I just got to talk. I don't know what's happening anymore on the
show. We're just going with it, man.
Bob, how you doing, man? Appreciate you calling in.
Hey, I'm great, Carrington. How are you?
Well, I'm not as great as you are. You sound very chipper. I'm not as chipper.
Well, it's nice when you put 2 years of working into something and it actually happens and you can kind of, you know, smile. That's all. It's great. Great day.
Are you? Is this your I was right this whole time phone call? Because I'm here for it, Bob. A lot of people are taking shots at you, Bob Fesco. Now, if you want to say I've been right on this thing the whole time, please take your time to say that because you were right.
Well, I'll wait, Carrington, in 2 weeks when I'm back in Topeka wearing a blue blazer. So.
Right now, we're joined by Bob Fesco. Bob, you just talked to Clark Hunt?
Yeah, I did. And he's really, really excited about this. And the interview will be coming here, obviously, in a little bit, and he should be excited. This is a big move. I started the interview with him, Carrington, asking about what would your dad think about this? Because, you know, I just remember seeing how much Lamar always loved Arrowhead Stadium, and, you know, this was their family home and all of that. And he goes, you know, my dad would love this today because it's always about giving the best fan experience that we can possibly have, and not that Arrowhead is a bad experience at all because it's an unbelievable fan experience. But this is going to be able to take it up to the next level and give the Chiefs that world-class facility that, quite frankly, every other organization now in the NFL is building. And you kind of just have to do that to stay up with the Joneses.
Well, I mean, I never thought the guy that just got $2 billion today was going to be in a bad mood. I mean, I'm sure that guy is through the moon right now. I guess this is my question. And I started the show with this. I think it is impossible to explain this to people who live outside of the region. I also think it's impossible to explain this fully to a person who is from Kansas. But having the Chiefs and the Royals on the Missouri side is a part of your identity as a Missourian. And one of the things that really stood out to me when Clark was talking, he was like, well, when I go around, no one really brings up the state line. Well, then you just don't really understand the dynamics of the city then, if that's the way that you feel. I do wonder if the Chiefs understand the point of pride that people feel that it is in Missouri, and now the disappointment that people feel that he is taking the team from them and now giving it to their rival, so to speak.
Yeah, and obviously that's a big deal, but we're not losing the team to Tennessee or to Salt Lake City or to Mexico City or London or, you know, someplace like that. They're moving across the street and they're still in the region and they're still our team. And I think that's the important thing, because these teams are very valuable entities. I mean, St. Louis lost two football teams, you know, in the last, 40 years or whatever it's been. And you know, we don't want that to happen. And it wasn't like they left and went to, you know, across the street to, you know, somewhere in Illinois or something like that. They went across the country. They went to Arizona. They went to Los Angeles. And, you know, that sucks. That's losing a team. This is maintaining the team in our community. And our community's changed a lot. I mean, this is a city that, you know, 10, 12 years ago, nobody really knew much about Kansas City. And then the Royals went to the World Series. And then the Royals won a World Series. And then the Chiefs made the playoffs. And Andy Reid showed up. And Patrick Mahomes was here. And, oh, my God, Kansas City is this unbelievable place. And so our city has grown. And the people have moved to the Kansas side of the state line. The economic engine of Kansas City is now on the Kansas side of the state line. It's just where that this region has been trending for the last 25 years. And it's time to build new stadiums, and the state of Kansas can open up their coffers and not raise taxes on anybody and give them, I hate to use the term free money, but it's essentially free money that's being paid for by a user tax in the 60-40 partnership with the state of Kansas and the Chiefs. And it just makes too much sense. And, you know, you laughed on Friday when I said they had that vote and they, you know, they got their balls kicked in. They did. Who wants to go back to a vote of the people when you can just come up to Topeka and they sign a few papers and they give you the money?
I thought the most telling thing of all of it was, I don't know if it was during the press conference or after, it all just kind of blends together, but Clark just mentioned, well, when we had conversations with Kansas, there was just one person we were talking to. It was a very straightforward system. That is not the mm-hmm. system the way that it's set up in Missouri. Like, a lot of things failed on the Missouri side, but their structure is what failed. You got to go through Kansas City. You got to go through Jackson County. You got to go through the state of Missouri. And it felt like it was very difficult to get all of those things to align for one purpose, where with Kansas, it was obvious. We want the Chiefs here. We will do whatever it takes to get the Chiefs here.
That's exactly right. And it's easier when you have that opportunity to do so. And, you know, maybe that's word to Missouri to maybe straighten some things out a little bit and reestablish the way that you do business in the state, because you just got your tails kicked in by the Chiefs in the state of Kansas. And you're probably going to get your tails kicked in by the Chiefs or the Royals in the state of Kansas here in a couple of weeks. And you got your tails kicked in by Lockton. And they're not the only ones of the big firms that are going to be leaving the plaza or be leaving, you know, the downtown area right now. People are looking for reasons to get out of KC Mo instead of for reasons to be in there. And when they can go across the state line and get everything that they need and only have to deal with one person and it's easy, they're going to do that.
That is Bob Fesco joining us on the show. Bob, we're going to play your conversation with Clark Hunt here coming up in 10 minutes, man. Really appreciate you. Appreciate your hard work, man. Happy holidays.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Carrington. Love you.
Absolutely. That's our guy, Bob Fesco, joining us on the show. All right. These are my notes from Mayor Quentin Lucas. That feels like he talked 50 minutes ago, and it was just like 10 minutes ago. All right. This is in no order. No order. I don't want anyone to think this is no order. He was asked a very simple question about Frank White. I would ask him the exact same question. I know a lot of the blame is toward Mayor Quentin Lucas. I think a lot of the blame should actually be on Frank White. You were the point man in all of this. I think that Frank White is the one who has to wear this the most. Frank White's legacy is absolutely a phenomenal baseball player. It's really like a true American story. Kid grows up in the inner city, practices real hard, gets really good at baseball, gets to play for the hometown team, and goes on to be a Hall of Fame type player. It's an incredible story that everybody can support. From what I understand, we haven't heard any. There's no improprieties with Frank White. There's no skeletons in the closet. Frank White has been an outstanding citizen of Jackson County and of Kansas City, Missouri. After we get past the baseball part of things, the number one thing will be you lost the teams, and the second bullet point is going to be you messed up everybody's property taxes. You got to wear that. You have to. Some of you know a lot of the other good things that Frank White has done from a community government aspect. If you're talking to the casuals, the people that don't know ball in this analogy, that is how they are going to remember Frank White. He lost the teams. He messed up everybody's personal property tax. That is an incredible stain on your legacy. So that's one part of it. This is where I'm really torn in my commentary on this. Quinn Lucas spoke like someone died today. That's how he talked. He talked like someone died. And this is a really complex thing, I think, of because of how we view our community. We don't view our community as one big happy family. We really don't view it. I'll tell you guys a personal story. When I first started doing this job, I was broke, really broke. Honestly, one day I got good enough at it, they gave me a decent amount of money to keep doing it. And I remember when I got this money, the first thing somebody told me was, oh, well, now you gotta move to Kansas. And I looked at him and I was so confused. I was like, wait, why? He was like, well, that's what everybody does. I was like, what? Hold on, you're saying like now, I'm doing a little better for myself, got a new car, I'm feeling good. I gotta move to Kansas? He was like, yeah, like, why don't you move to like Roland Park or something? I was like, I'm from Missouri. I don't wanna live there. Like, we don't view where we live as just one big happy region, like we're all one big happy family. And honestly, it's probably really stupid. I probably should have bought that house in Roland Park. Man, would have lived a great life. I don't wanna live there. I have no interest in living in the state of Kansas. Just like some of you have no interest in living in the state of Missouri. That's not where I'm from. And if I'm going to live in the area, I at least want to live where I'm from. So some of this is just the dynamics and the politics and the feelings and the emotion and the history between these two states that it's really just a hypothetical, imaginary line. But to that, to us, that line means everything. It means absolutely everything. So I feel all of those emotions on one side of it, that feeling of disappointment. But on the other side of it is impossible to deny that this is really good for all of us. Even if you don't see that it's really good for all of us, we're going to host a Super Bowl. It's not a, well, maybe we'll host one. It is a definitely we are going to host a Super Bowl. It's in the NFL rules that we have to host at least one Super Bowl. We're going to have a Super Bowl here. It's going to be really, really cool. Like, it's going to be cool. Maybe you can't go, but it'll be very cool. And you'll get to do a lot of the other Super Bowl things that come with you having that event in your town, in your city. One day, the Final Four is going to be here. The Final Four hasn't been here since 1988. You might get the chance, and I certainly hope not. You might get the chance to watch the Kansas Jayhawks play in the Final Four in a brand new stadium next to the Legends. Like, just think about it. This is really the best thing for everybody. Honestly, it really is. But this is not a conversation about what's good for the region. That is not how we are discussing it today. It feels like one side won and the other side lost. And we are not celebrating this as some total win for everybody. Bob is right. It could have went a whole lot worse. We could have lost the team to a place where it's not just a hop, skip, and a jump to make it. That's what happened to St. Louis. That's what happened to Baltimore at one point. That's what happened to Cleveland at one point. Their teams just left. Just outright left. One day, gone. Not on TV. Not around anymore. It's not what happened here. So it is going to be a massive change for all of us. Like, a community is changing. It is going to severely damage that part of the city. There's no question about it that's going to be the case. But I would say as a whole, for the region, for all of us, in the 816-913-785-660, for everybody, this is a good thing. But it just doesn't feel that way right now. It's not even being spun by the people that live here. You see the text line. The text line is, we lost, we won. So it is impossible to not feel that way if you're on one of the two sides of this imaginary line. I also just didn't like this part of it. You know we can have new memories in the new stadium too, right? Like, the memories just don't die. They don't go away. Like, we'll just create new memories. Quinn Lucas talked about that kid that grew up going to Arrowhead Stadium. There's going to be a new Quinn Lucas that has those memories about the new stadium, just like you and I did. We all grew up going to Arrowhead. We all grew up going to Kauffman. That's how we all got here, where we care so much about sports. You know, they keep making new sports fans, right? Like, your kid right now that's into sports, you're going to be able to take him to the brand new stadium, an experience that you've never had. I didn't grow up in a brand new Arrowhead Stadium. Some of you are going to be able to take your child, who's 12 years old, to the very first game at new Arrowhead Stadium. It's going to be cool. And then he's going to have those memories. And you know what? All of the great games and stories that we've talked about for them in their current stadium, they're going to have that in a new stadium. They're going to have its own 13-second game. It's going to have its own Dante Hall punt return against the Denver Broncos. It's going to have its own Joe Montana magic. That's how sports work. It keeps going. It keeps going. So at that part, I just didn't like the tone of it. The Chiefs are not leaving. They're just moving. They're just moving.
Yeah, that parking lot's going to smell just as good as the one right now does.
They ain't cooking new barbecue over there.
It will. It'll smell the same. I'll go quick because I know we've got some callers waiting. I do think that maybe a little bit of the flack Mayor Lucas gets is unfounded here. Now, he deserves part of the pie, the blame pie that you discussed. And, you know, on your show last week, he said it just kind of comes with the office that he takes the brunt of the blame here. I don't think, whether it's Frank White or whoever else, I don't think that these relationships deteriorated because of one person. I think the team is pretty obviously, you've used the analogy about the girl in the relationship. They're pretty obviously unhappy with the other person, the county, in this relationship, and have been for a while. So I think Frank White has the biggest share out of any person. I think Mayor Lucas has a share. But this has deteriorated over a number of years, and I think it's short-sighted to act as if there's one person or one group that has done everything to dissolve this. Well, like you said, it's the best thing for the area. Patrick Mahomes will be under 40 years old when the Super Bowl happens. It'll happen in the first 3 or 4 years of the stadium being open. So in addition to maybe the Jayhawks playing in the Final Four here, you could realistically see your team play in a Super Bowl in Kansas City, Kansas. That's incredible.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not cheering for that Final Four the way you're maybe cheering for.
I'm a Mizzou fan.
I'm not cheering for
that. I'm a Mizzou fan.
Okay.
I didn't know.
I wasn't sure. Right? The way you were saying it, like, oh, you were excited about it. I'm not excited about it.
Well, you brought it up, but didn't talk about the Chiefs. And so I just wanted to paint that picture too. Like, this is going to happen soon. It's not some like hypothetical in the distance. The Chiefs are opening this stadium in 2031. And Mahomes will be, what, at that point, 36, 37? I'm not sure of the math. The Super Bowl will happen in his career as well. So it is the best thing, and we are lucky that the teams are not going outside of the metropolitan area. But I think it's okay for Jackson County residents to feel like they lost today. I think they did lose.
Let's go to the phone lines, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Clint. He is in Shawnee. Hey, Clint, how you doing, man?
Hey, good. C-Dot, how you doing today, man? Well, never mind.
I appreciate you calling in.
No, bro. I got you. All right, so, man, you've unpacked a lot since I've been on hold, so it's kind of thrown me for a little bit of a loop.
Go ahead, you got 2.5 minutes. Go ahead.
Oh, man, don't tell me that. you know, yeah.
You can do a lot in 2 minutes, Clint, I know.
I've lived on both sides of the state line, but I am Kansas born and bred. I mean, my grandmother worked at Allen Fieldhouse for 21 years as the equipment manager, so I am a Jayhawk and a Kansas guy through and through. But I've also been a Chiefs and Royals fan my entire life. Not one time in my life has there ever been a moment where I felt slighted because I was on the Kansas side and my two pro sports teams were on the Missouri side. I can understand where Missourians are feeling a little, we'll say, butthurt, you know, today, but at the same time, the only thing that I wanted out of any of this was that both the Chiefs and the Royals, wherever their new stadiums may be, that they stay in the KC metro area. Like you said, we aren't St. Louis. We didn't lose a football team two times. You know, we're not getting relocated. It's still Kansas City. It's still going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. And Lord willing, hopefully it's still going to be the Kansas City Royals somewhere. I would actually prefer a downtown baseball park. I think baseball works downtown better than football would, for sure. Assuming that we still have the room to tailgate like we love to at Arrowhead, I really don't see where people are going to be that upset about this, because at the end of the day, you know, you got to think Clark Hunt wants to stamp his legacy like his father did with building a stadium. And regardless, we were going to have to get a new one. Now, granted, I would prefer it to be an open-air stadium. I love the weather games. I think that adds an element to it that, you know, just like Buffalo's new stadium, it's going to be open-air. But, yeah, Clark is sitting there, show me the money. And building a dome stadium, it's going to get us a Super Bowl. It's going to get us a Final Four. It's just, yeah.
Clint, I'm with you, man. I appreciate the phone call, Clint. I appreciate the call. I want to read this to you guys really quickly, and then we'll play the audio with Clark and with Bob Fesco and Clark Hunt. This is a statement from Clark Hunt. Of course, it will be difficult to bid farewell to Arrowhead Stadium in a few years. Like so many of you, Arrowhead reminds me of family memories and unforgettable moments. But the truth is, what makes Chiefs game day so special is you. Seats don't make noise. Concrete doesn't intimidate opponents. Parking lots don't cook barbecue. You do. I think that is the most important part of all of this. Now, I know it's very easy to say if you're Clark Hunt and you made a deal that guarantees your organization $2 billion. Arrowhead Stadium is us. We are Arrowhead Stadium. It didn't randomly become the loudest stadium in the world. It didn't randomly create the tailgating environment. We created this. So now the challenges of preserving this memory and keeping Arrowhead one of those advantages is up to us in our community and continuing to make this one of the premier destinations to watch NFL games. I do agree with Clark there. It is going to be different, but if it is important to you for the Chiefs to have a home field advantage like they have, then it comes from us creating that advantage. We are now starting off with a blank slate. New Arrowhead will be what we make it. We'll hear from Clark Hunt next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, it's Chris Jones from the Kansas City Chiefs. Welcome back to The Drive with CDOT on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Please go use ZipRecruiter. Please. That's all I have. Coming up after the show, Clark Hunt sat down with Mitch Holthus. They talked for 20 minutes. That is going to be on the Chiefs Kingdom show coming up immediately after the show. So Mitch wanted me to tell you guys that. I want to tell you that. I can't wait to listen to it on the drive home. So, Nathan, help me understand. We have the interview with Clark Hunt, but we don't have the interview. What's happening?
We do not have the interview. We are waiting for that audio to come through from Topeka.
Bob trying to hijack us is what he's trying to do. So the interview is done. We just can't play the audio.
That's correct.
Okay. Someone said, do we need to hear the ZipRecruiter commercial again? I sat here, looked at Nathan like, what's going on here? Did I just hear this?
I'll play it.
Please
more
use ZipRecruiter. Goodness gracious. All right. I'll take these two phone calls. I have a lot more notes written down. I do want to take more of your phone calls here. Nothing makes sense right now. Corey, how are you doing, man? I appreciate you staying on hold.
Hey, brother. How you doing? Hey, I am tickled today. I'm in dead center Kansas. It's going to shave an hour or two off my drive. Man, and I was just in Vegas this weekend, too, driving by that beautiful Allegiant Stadium. You're telling me it cuts my drive and I get that beauty? Oh, it's good. It's a good day to be a Kansan. And you hit the head on the nail there with setting the new memories. My boys are 1-2. You know, I'm going to tell them I froze my ass off at that Miami game few years ago. I also get to tell them about my Romeo Crennel-led team that beat that undefeated Aaron Rodgers squad back in the day. So fans ain't going anywhere. Like, they'll see. And one shout-out to my boy Jim. You know, he got a Christmas miracle. He gets to go get himself a brand-new, beautiful Bo Nix jersey, and he gets to watch his new favorite team play in his favorite stadium. I just don't think it gets any better than that.
All right, Corey. Thanks, man. I appreciate the phone call. I didn't know we turned into the hot 8-8 there. We're never shouting people out on the show. I've lost all control on this thing.
Hey, Jim's a legend.
Hey, I
want
to shout out to Jim. He's getting a buck. What are we doing here?
I think today it's appropriate. Just for Jim.
He's going to shout out his high school class. What are we doing here? Yeah. I didn't know what was happening there. Someone on the text line. So I made the point from what Clark said. And Clark said, basically, you guys comprise of Arrowhead Stadium, and I agree. And then someone said, well, what about Las Vegas? This is a very different situation. The Raiders moved 9 hours away to a tourist destination. The Chiefs aren't even changing markets. It's the same market. Some of you listening right now live very close to where the stadium is going to be. This is not the same. This is a team that moved from the city to the suburbs. That's all it is. That's at the core, that's what we're talking about. Now, the suburbs in our city are just different than the suburbs in some other places, but that's what we are talking about. Fundamentally, we are talking about a team that was in the core of the city that now got money and moved to the suburbs. That's what happened. They are not changing markets. You know that same highway that connects where the new stadium is going to be? It's the same street as the connects to old stadium. Just take 70. Keep driving. That's it. Just keep taking 70. I'm sad about this too, but I do agree with some people on the text line. We are acting like the Chiefs are moving to Salina. They're not moving to Salina. They're not moving to Hutchinson. They're moving 25 minutes in the other direction. That's what they are. And that sporting game that you've been to, they're moving right over there. That NASCAR racetrack that you've been to, you know that couch that you're going to watch Monday Night Football on? They're putting the stadium over there, right next to Nebraska Furniture Mart, right over there in Cabela's and all those other places. Some people are acting like they're moving to some far away, like moving to Hayes, Kansas. That is not where they are moving. Let's go back to the phone line. Steven is in Texas. Steven, how are you doing, man?
Good. How are you doing?
Appreciate you calling in.
Hey, I was just calling. I cannot wait. I really live in, like, Tonganoxie, but I'm here down here visiting family in Texas.
Okay.
But, man, I cannot wait. I'm so excited. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
Okay, yeah, man, I cannot wait. I've been waiting. I've been telling my family and friends since last year.
I got you, Steven. Happy holidays, Steven. Happy holidays. Nathan, that's your fault. I gotta, you know what? I gotta be mayor Lucas now. I gotta start passing the blame. I gotta put the blame
Don't
on you
me
for
Frank
that
White.
One.
I'll be fellow voter. I won't be Frank
I'm
White.
I'm serious. I gotta put the blame on you.
Stephen was
I'm
on
sorry.
Hold for like
I got
an hour.
To.
The Christmas festivities sound like they've already gotten started in Stephen's household. I don't know what's going on, man.
We might have to just only take calls from Missouri. All the Missouri people brought it today. It was hot. They was hot. If you missed the 2 o'clock hour, the Missouri folks, they've been mad all day. All right. This is what we'll do. Let's regroup here. Coming up at the top of the hour, I'll reset everything. There is one thing that I'm really, really frustrated about through this entire process. And I firmly believe that a lot of Missourians feel the exact same way that I feel. I don't even feel like the Chiefs tried. For them to tell me how important Arrowhead is and how it's been in their family for so long and how they grew up going to games and have all these special memories, I just don't believe they even tried to preserve it. And that part frustrates me. We'll talk more about that more coming up. Hopefully at some point we can play Bob's interview with Clark Hunt. We'll do all that. Keep it right here, Sir Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.